We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartEight.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate October 2nd. Scientists have been playing a game of hide-and-seek for decades. They're looking for most of the mass of the universe, which is hidden from view. So far, they haven't found it. So they keep widening the search, coming up with new explanations for what the missing mass might be and how they might find it. Their quarry is dark matter, which appears to account for about 85% of all the matter in the universe. It doesn't produce any energy of its own, and it almost never interacts with normal matter. But astronomers see its presence through its gravitational pull on the visible matter around it. For a long time, the best explanation seemed to be some type of especially heavy particle, but experiments that look for it have come up empty. So scientists have devised other possible explanations. One is an especially lightweight particle, as little as a billion billionth of the mass of the lightest bit of normal matter. Another is primordial black holes, tiny but heavy objects created in the Big Bang. And one of the wildest explanations is tachyons, hypothetical particles that would move faster than light. Some scientists argue that dark matter doesn't exist at all. One team, for example, suggests the universe is much older than the currently accepted 13.8 billion years. If so, then dark matter wouldn't be needed, and neither would the game of hide-and-seek. More about dark matter tomorrow. We have sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.